Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second, the shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting third, the catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Concepcion moves to third. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. It's 1-0, Reds. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perez. The throw from Hodges and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torre. The throw from bench and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Ed Cranepool now playing right field. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Youngblood. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to third. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Matlack reaches second base with a double. Hodges scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Concepcion moves to third. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Concepcion scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torrey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matlack takes first base on ball 4. Unser moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to third for the out. Matlack moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Armbruster pinch hits for Fred Norman. Ed Armbruster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armbruster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Joe Torrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Torre is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Will McEnany now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman scores. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Mets. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool scores. Unser moves to second. It's 7-3, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench bunts towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-4 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-4 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing third base. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Joe Torre now playing first base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 7-5, Mets. Dan Dreesen pinch hits for Will McEnany. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.